每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安。你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
10月2日，谨守训诲。谨守训诲的，乃在生命的道上；违弃责备的，便失迷了路。箴言10:17。有一个历经时间检验的方法，可以让你保持愚蠢，那就是什么都不要学，拒绝去做。如果有人纠正你，不要听他们的意见。如果老师标出你的答案是错的，你就发火骂他。如果警察要你打闪光信号灯，你就大发雷霆，告诉他说以后再也不纳税了。如果一个朋友给你提建议，你就让他滚一边去。在约翰福音21里，耶稣纠正彼得，场面十分尴尬，但是彼得已经开始学习功课，他不再鲁莽，他愿意按照耶稣的方式来约束自己。换句话说，他要学习耶稣。因为门徒就是学生的意思，在新约中是同一个词。我们来一同祷告。耶稣，让我效仿你，让我在生活中谨守你的训诲，让我愿意接受指教，做一个虚心受教的人。阿们。
你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
October 2nd, How to be a Fool. People who accept discipline are on the pathway to life, but those who ignore correction will go astray. Proverbs 10:17.Here is a time-tested way to guarantee foolishness. Don't ever learn anything. Just refuse to do it. If someone corrects you, reject their input. If a teacher marks an answer as wrong, just get mad and blame him. If a police officer tells you to use your blinker, just go ahead and swear up a blinking storm and tell her you're no longer going to pay taxes.If a friend offers you some constructive feedback, tell him to shove it. In John 21, when Jesus corrected Peter, it wasn't a comfortable scenario by any means. But Peter had begun to learn. His foolhardy tendencies were mostly behind him. He was ready to discipline his life according to the patterns of Jesus. In other words,He was ready to be a learner of Jesus, for a disciple is a learner. They're the same word in the New Testament. us pray. Father in heaven, let me learn you today. Let me absorb your training in my life. Let me not be closed to instruction, but be an approachable, teachable person. In Jesus' name, amen.